Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of October 6, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Don't forget that October 6, tonight, is the deadline to pay your sanctions if you are a regular bowler. We need to send the list in to meet our deadline. It is also time to pay your locker rent if you have not yet done so. If you need a sub or want a sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. on Sundays at 919-740-1073. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. The lane assignments for tonight, week 2, October 6. Lane 35, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 36, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 37, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 38, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 39, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 40, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 42, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Subs for October 6. Lane 35, Team 6, out Carla Smith and in Alfonso Taylor. Lane 37, Team 5, out Jenna Meck, in Jerry Graham. Out Marjorie Hurd, in Matt Bowers. Out Miriam Dixon, no sub. Lane 40, Team 4, out Dawishi Adams, in John Rubisam. Out Kaisha Adams, in Toretta Taylor. Lane 42, Team 3, out Sharon Benton, no sub. Sanction dues of $29 are due tonight, October 6. This is $20 for ABBA, $6 for SBBA, and $3 for CBA. Please get your sanctions in. We have to get them turned in. Locker fees of $35 are due to the alley now. The deadline was October 1. If you want to get a locker, check with the desk at the alley. October 6, today, is the deadline to pay your entries for the SBBA tournament. Entry fees are $70 for the regular tournament and an additional $25 for the Masters. See below in this newsletter for more detailed information. Challenged athletes' grant applications are now open. Go to the following website, https://www.challengedathletes.org/programs/grants to apply for or for more information. Letitia Adams is willing to help people put their applications in, but she needs all required information no later than October 15. The deadline for applications to be submitted is November 3rd. Some free stuff. James Blaylock has a microwave oven that he would like to give to someone who can use it. Give him a call at 919-601-2432 if you are interested. Ginger has a three-ball Brunswick bowling bag given to us by her supervisor for someone to give a good home to. See her at the alley. It is in excellent condition. For residents of Raleigh who are using Go Raleigh Access, we are now reporting that when you receive your evening call, you should be getting the name of the company picking you up. If you are not receiving your calls, please contact the call center at 919-996-3459 so they can check your file to ensure you are set to receive them in their system. Dispatch staff are working on the weekends. On Saturday, they are live and answering calls between 4:15 a.m. and 9 o'clock p.m. and on Sunday between 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. You can schedule next day trips just as you do during the week. Also, if you are traveling on the weekend and your taxi does not come to pick you up within the time frame that you are scheduled, please contact dispatch at 919-996-3459, and they will send another taxi to you. While we are seeing improvements, there are ongoing issues, but they are being addressed. Please continue to let us know about your experiences so that they can be addressed. Please continue to document them at Sharon or at snbenton@gmail.com. In your email copy of this newsletter, you will find a list of 53 taxi companies along with their specific contact information. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. We will begin selling peanuts on the night of September 29th. Actually, we began to sell them on that particular night. The peanuts cost $4 per bag. The SBBA Fall Tournament is October 27 to 29 in Winston-Salem. You will have to sanction with SBBA and have a book average from ABBA from last year or from 12 games played by October the 1st of this season in order to participate in this tournament. But not for our one-day events. Note that the hotel reservation deadline was September 26. Call the hotel to see if there are still rooms available. You will most likely not get the R rate. Also note that if you plan to participate in this tournament, you must have your sanctions paid and you must have a book average from last year. We will be staying at the Best Western Plus Haynes Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Included is a hot breakfast and it is complimentary. The rooms are $119 plus tax for double queen or king rooms. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making your reservations, let them know that you are with SBBA. That is the abbreviation for the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association, so that you can perhaps get the special rate, because the cutoff date was September 26th. And reservations made after that date will probably be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Bolero Lane, 811 Johnstown Road in Winston-Salem, zip code 27103, phone number 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then, from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. We will have pre-ordered t-shirts this year for $25. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. So here's a recap, important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 27 through 29. Entry deadline, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haynes Mall Hotel. Address, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, 27103. Phone number, 336-893-7540. Room rate, $119 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, September 26, 2023. Bowling Center, Bolero Lanes. Address, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, 27103. Phone number 336-765-8009, and entry fees, regular tournament $70, Masters tournament $25. Now let's move on to the SBBA Masters competition. The format for the Masters competition in the SBBA tournament is different than at ABBA and different from our old CBA shootout. The format is as follows. First round, The first round of competition will consist of 5 games. Scores from the team event will be used for the first 3 of the 5 games of the first round. The remaining 2 games will be bowled with 2 bowlers per lane, and each pair of lanes will alternate. Bowlers will have 50 minutes to complete these 2 games. The 8 bowlers in each division with the highest total pinfall from the 5 games will advance to the next round. In the event of a tie for 8th place, the tie will be broken by a 2-frame roll-off, 9th and 10th frame. If there is still a tie, additional 10th frames will be rolled until the tie is broken. Ties for 1st through 7th places will be seeded by drawing the seed from the hat. Second round. The bowlers will be ranked from seed 1, the highest total pin from round 1, to seed 8. This round is a 1-game match play elimination. The bowlers are matched as follows. Seed 1 versus seed 8. Winner advances to finals as seed 1. Seed 2 versus seed 7. Winner advances to finals as seed 2. Seed 3 versus seed 6. Winner advances to finals as seed 3. Seed 4 versus seed 5. Winner advances to finals as seed 4. These games will be bowled with 2 bowlers per lane. The bowlers who are matched against each other will be on the same lane. Bowlers will alternate lanes. Bowlers will have 25 minutes to complete this game. The winner of each match advances to the step ladder final. Step ladder finals. The finals will be bowled as follows. Each division will bowl its championships on 1 pair of lanes separating each other. In the first game of the final seed, 4 will bowl 1 game against seed 3. The loser will finish in 4th place. The winner will bowl 1 game against seed 2. The loser will finish in 3rd place. The winner will bowl 1 game against seed 1. The loser will finish in 2nd place. The winner is the championship. In the finals, the order of bowling will be as follows. The high seed will bowl first. They will bowl 1 frame. The lower seed will bowl 2 frames, 1 frame on each lane. The high seed will bowl 2 frames, 1 on each lane. Then the bowlers will bowl 2 frames at a time, 1 on each lane, until the low seed rolls the 10th frame. Bowlers will alternate lanes. The high seed will choose their starting lane. The low seed will start on the other lane. 2 lanes on the end away from the finals will be available for the 1st and 2nd seeded bowlers to practice. A bowler may practice once the game prior to their match is being bowled. Prior to the first match of the finals, both bowlers get 2 practice balls on each lane. In each of the remaining games, the bowler who won the previous game does not get additional practice. The other bowler, the higher seed, gets 2 practice balls on each lane. Next, the Carolina Hurricanes take the lead in accessibility and disability inclusion. This is a bit of a news article here that sounds pretty good. The Carolina Hurricanes have selected ABLR, A-B-L-R, a leading disability inclusion organization, to be their official accessibility and inclusion partner to transform the sporting industry and create a more inclusive experience for all. This new partnership will focus on creating an accessible experience for all stakeholders of the Carolina Hurricanes by creating accessible digital experiences, training the Hurricanes and PNC Arena staff on inclusive language and disability etiquette, and fostering a sense of community and belonging for stakeholders within this industry. Now that ABLR is the official accessibility and inclusion partner of the Carolina Hurricanes, we have plans to continue evolving our relationship to include programming, ongoing inclusion training, and continual testing of our content and experiences to ensure we are inclusive of all Caniacs, said Mike Foreman, Chief Marketing Officer of the Carolina Hurricanes. ABLR and the Hurricanes will partner together in March of 2024 to celebrate disability pride and inclusion and promote awareness around this important partnership, with an emphasis on creating sensory inclusive events that all members of the community can enjoy. We are beyond grateful for the love and support of the Carolina Hurricanes and their corporate commitment to accessibility and inclusion. This will be a transformation, not only across the great state of North Carolina, but throughout the NHL and other major sporting leagues and franchises, Abler co-founder Mike Iannelli said. Abler is a disability inclusion and accessibility organization dedicated to removing barriers for people with disabilities by eliminating the digital divide, changing mindsets of people and organizations, and creating pathways to employment. Want to learn more about the work we do? Visit Abler360.com for more information. Navilens, N-A-V-I-L-E-N-S, technology at the Beaufort Museum empowers blind visitors. Maritime Museum, the first in the U.S. to use accessibility feature. The North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort has implemented new technology that assists blind and low vision visitors in navigating the museum autonomously. The project is a first for any museum in the United States. I am not aware of anyone using Navilens to enhance accessibility in the same way we are applying Navilens here, museum volunteer Peter Crumley said. The staff at the museum will be hosting a ribbon cutting on October 18 at 9 a.m. to officially introduce the program. The public is invited to attend and learn how the Navilens technology came to the museum, how it works, and how it benefits museum visitors. Crumley, who is blind, was instrumental in bringing the Navilens technology to the museum. He was already familiar with its use in Spain and by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority to provide scheduling and general transit information along targeted system lines, as well as by the Kellogg Company to assist shoppers. But Crumley envisioned additional uses for Navilens and even helped secure funding from the Beaufort Lions Club to help cover the associated costs with bringing it to the museum. There are so many potential applications for this technology, it's unreal, Crumley said. Navilens uses unique colored blocks that can be scanned by using the related app on a mobile device, such as QR codes are accessed. Unlike QR codes, however, the Navilens codes are detected automatically by the phone camera in use by those moving with the Navilens app open on their phone. Those codes or tags can also be read from a distance, and multiple tags can be detected simultaneously. The app can then help users navigate through the museum space by audibly narrating the associated information and through audible directional prompting. The tags also include an overview of a specific exhibit or museum space, as well as a description of the artifacts on display. Museum Associate Education Curator Christine Brin, worked with fellow educators and the museum's maritime historian to include, in some cases, additional historic context or narratives. Navilens has the potential to make a museum visit more enjoyable experience for everyone, said Brin, who led the project's installation to include supplying all of the text that accompanies each of the 150 tags currently installed. The program supplies physical descriptions and audio readout of exhibit text for the blind and low vision communities. The program also translates the text to 34 different languages, making our site more accessible to international visitors. Brin said the content associated with the Navilens program goes beyond what was already on display within the museum, giving all visitors using the app a fuller experience. Crumley explained that having access to associated information is a universal benefit to all and is a byproduct of the blind perspective philosophy, incorporating accessibility for the blind as an initial consideration grants accessibility to all visual acuities by default. So while the initial goal is meeting the needs of blind and low vision visitors, the technology can be used by anyone. Crumley said there is a large blind tourism market that the region can tap into, as well as ever-evolving technology. Both require a combination of people involved and invested, access to the technology, and of course, funding. There's all the stuff that's currently happening to support the blind, and we're on the front side of it, he said. I think we're going to be in a good place here with our museum down the road. For more information, call 252-504-7740 or visit www.ncmaritimemuseumbeaufort.com. Next up, the Governor Moorhead School will be holding a luxury and exotic car show with the Carolina Exotic Car Club on Thursday, October 26th from 5:15 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. It will be outside of Lineberry Hall. If you're interested in really nice cars, this might be a fun event. Save the date. Join the Governor Moorhead Foundation on November 2nd for the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be an evening filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. Enjoy an Italian dinner catered by Amedeo's, or Amadeo's if you prefer, starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by musical performances by GMS students and a silent auction of gift items and services donated by local businesses and organizations. All proceeds will benefit the school. The evening will take place on the GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite at a cost of $35 each. For more information, visit our website or contact Francisco Chavez, GMF Board President, at chavez@raleighconsulting.com. And here's the official press release for this event. It reads as follows. On Thursday, November 2nd, the Governor Moorhead Foundation will present our annual fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. As we've been promoting this event, some people have asked, why is your event on a Thursday night? The answer to that question is at the heart of what we do. The Governor Moorhead Foundation seeks to support the staff and students of the Governor Moorhead School in any way possible. Part of how we connect the students is by support the students is by connecting with them. They are real people with passions, with hopes, with dreams, and with a desire to see, be seen, and be heard. Our foundation shares those passions, desires to be part of making those hopes and dreams come true, and in everything, wants to bring awareness of the school and its amazing students out of the darkness and into the light. The best way to do all of that is to involve the students in everything we do. We want their involvement in this evening. Since they only live on campus from Sunday evening through Friday midday, that is when they are available to participate. So we look forward to having them share their talents through music and song. That was really and truly the highlight of the entire event last year. Other people have inquired about the name of this event. We understand the idea of a giving season. We all do. The event is, after all, right around the corner from Thanksgiving and Christmas, times when we give thanks for all that we have and in gratitude feel driven to share with others. This event celebrates what we do have. Amazing students, dedicated teachers, and administrators who are committed to serving all of them. And this event provides an opportunity for giving in many and various forms. Students sharing their musical gifts, local businesses, organizations, and supporters donating to our silent auction, and our guests providing sponsorships, bids on action items, and donations. And even if you can't be a table sponsor or bid high on an auction item, you can give of your time, buy a ticket, sit down, and have fellowship with us over food, and just enjoy the evening. Then leave the event and tell others about our foundation and the incredible school community that we support. Individual tickets are $35 per adult, $10 per child under 12, and they're available until October 25th through Eventbrite. For more information on the foundation, the silent auction, or table sponsorship, visit our event page. And let's come together and share the love of the season. We hope to see you there. www.governormoorheadfoundation.org/the-giving-season-gala. Beep Kickball Demonstration and Tournament. There will be a Beep Kickball charity event on Sunday, October 22nd. from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus, 4301 Columbus Club Drive in Raleigh. Attendees should bring lawn chairs for seating. There will be a demonstration at 2 p.m. and the tournament begins at 3 p.m. Spectators are free. There's a $10 donation per player. Blind and visually impaired players are being recruited to play, and sponsorship opportunities and vendor tables are available. Register to play at 919-594-0214 or follow at Hard Body Sports on Facebook. Email to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org. Yum, yum, yum. Recipes that will bowl you over, and we're going to start with cinnamon roll breakfast bake. Sounds good. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of salted butter for the baking dish, 3 12.4 ounce tubes of refrigerated cinnamon roll dough with frosting. Got to go all the way. 4 large eggs, 1/2 cup, half and half, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/3 cup packed dark brown sugar, 1/3 cup pecans, or pecans as they call them in some places, chopped, and 1/3 cup sour cream. And with that, you will begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Then generously butter a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Cut each round of cinnamon roll dough in 4 pieces. Reserve the frosting packets. Whisk together the eggs, half and half cinnamon and salt in a large bowl. Add the cinnamon roll dough and toss to lightly coat. Pour into the baking dish. Mix the brown sugar and the pecans in a small bowl. Sprinkle on top of the casserole and bake until puffed, golden brown, and cooked through. That'll take about 35 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk together the contents of the frosting packets and the sour cream in a medium bowl until everything is smooth. Let the casserole cool for about 10 minutes. And then drizzle with the frosting. Oh, it sounds so good. But I'm not going to turn the next one down. Hawaiian cheesecake bars. I've never heard of it. You're going to need 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of butter, 16 ounces of cream cheese, 4 tablespoons of sugar, 4 tablespoons of milk, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 16 ounces of crushed pineapple, drained, 2 cups of flaked coconut, and 2 tablespoons of melted butter. With all of those items, you will first combine the flour, 1 cup of sugar, and 1 cup of butter. You need a bowl for that. Pat the mixture into an ungreased 9 by 13 pan. Bake it at 350 degrees in the oven for 14 to 19 minutes. Cool it slightly. Then mix together the cream cheese, 4 tablespoons of sugar, milk, and eggs. Fold in the vanilla and the drained pineapple. Spread this over the baked crust. Combine the coconut and 2 tablespoons of melted butter. Sprinkle over the pineapple layer filling. Bake it at 350 for 15 to 20 minutes. And you'll be dancing in your grass skirt when you get ready to eat that one. Mm-mm. And finally, your bowling schedule through November. Bowl on October 6, 13, and 20. The SBBA tournament is October 27 to 29. Then bowl November 3rd. And the Gutterthon and Bake Sale will be held on that day, November the 3rd. There's no bowling on November 10th. It's Veterans Day. The ABBA Mid-Year Meeting is November 12 through 14 in Reno, Nevada. And then you'll be bowling back home on November the 17th. But there will be no bowling on November the 24th because that is the Thanksgiving weekend. And with that, we've come to the end of the newsletter for today. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.